It's 8 o'clock and you're listening to the regional newscast from KVNF. I'm Patricia Naft. The Elk Springs fire near Craig has burned 450 acres since it started Saturday. Officials predict 90% containment by the end of today. The fire is burning grass, sage, pinyon, and juniper about a mile and a half south of U.S. Highway 40, which is southeast of Elk Springs. The Bureau of Land Management says the main concern is for this fire is the protection of the community of Elk Springs, ranch residences and structures, oil and gas facilities, primary sage-grouse habitat, and major transmission lines. The cause of it is still undetermined. The Alkali Fire northwest of Craig has burned more than 20,000 acres and is now fully contained. The wildfire started Wednesday, and the cause of it is still under investigation. The Environmental Protection Agency is holding two public hearings in Denver this week on a federal plan to cut carbon pollution from power plants. Similar public hearings are being held across the country. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The EPA says the agency has already received 300,000 written comments on the rules nationwide, and all the public comment time slots are already full for Denver's hearings. The proposed regulations would aim to reduce carbon emissions from power plants by 30% from 2005 levels. It's part of President Barack Obama's Climate Action Plan. In addition to public comments, rallies for and against the changes are also planned this week. Opponents worry it would cripple the coal industry and hurt rural economies. Meanwhile, supporters say it's crucial to improve air quality to protect public health and the environment. The EPA is also hosting hearings in Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Pittsburgh. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Colorado's Attorney General is asking the state Supreme Court to order Boulder County Clerk Hillary Hall to stop marrying same-sex couples. A district court judge and an appeals court panel both refuse earlier requests from Attorney General John Suitors. In his request, Suitors told the court that having one clerk out of 64 marrying gay couples undermines the legal process, and he believes the marriage's uncertain status could lead to legal confusion.
There's a big question. If an insurance company calls Colorado Vital Statistics and say, are these people married? I'm not sure they're going to say, yes, they're married.
Nearly 200 same-sex couples have been married in Boulder over the past month. Clerks in Denver and Pueblo also briefly married gay couples, but stopped after earlier court orders. Since October, more than 57,000 unaccompanied children from Central American countries have been detained at the U.S.-Mexico border. KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports hundreds of these minors are now with caretakers in Colorado.
Recent numbers from the Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement show more than 30,000 of these children have been released to sponsors, typically a parent or relative in the United States. The report shows 221 kids have been released to sponsors in Colorado between January 1st and July 7th. Fernando Rios Mena is an assistant professor at the University of Colorado at Boulder who studies Latin American migration and U.S. immigration policy. He explains why the children, mostly from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, are making the dangerous journey to the U.S.
All indications seem that they're basically fleeing difficult, particularly violent conditions in their places of origin, to some extent poverty, but it's very much violence. Many of them are coming here to reunite with family members. They're not only coming here, by the way, they're moving within their countries of origin, particularly in Honduras. There's a lot of internally displaced people. Also a lot of people moving across different other parts of Central America and into Mexico as well. But a number of them are coming this way, and many of them, or the vast majority of them, are being reunited with family members.
Rios Mena says many of the children are fleeing from gang-related violence linked to drug trafficking and other crimes. Last week, City of Denver officials said they were considering applying for a three-year multi-million dollar grant through the Office of Refugee Resettlement to house some of these unaccompanied children. President Obama has called the situation a humanitarian crisis at the border. He has asked Congress for nearly $4 billion to respond to the crisis. Congress only has a few more days to react to the president's request before it breaks for summer. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Denver will look outside the city for changes to the sheriff's department following the resignation of the sheriff and several high-profile cases of alleged abuse by deputies. As Colorado Public Radio reports, another video from the Denver jail emerged just last week showing an inmate being tased. Mayor Michael Hancock says policy reviews are under former Sheriff Gary Wilson will continue, and that change at the jail has to be department-wide.
The reality is that it's not just me or my administrators who I put in place. It's going to be the entire department that's going to have to accept the burden of really shifting this culture.
Hancock says along with ongoing internal reviews, the city is seeking outside experts and looking at jail practices from around the country. A mother bear and her two cubs were causing trouble around Crawford last week, according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Jay Wenham is the game manager for the North Fork Valley and Gunnison Basin.
It was reported that a sow and two cubs were in town, and they were with frequency knocking over trash cans, getting into dumpsters, and generally creating headaches in terms of the mess that's left behind. Much of that, unfortunately, is people-related and can be remedied by people if they properly dispose of trash, utilize bear-resistant trash containers, and minimize those food source opportunities like feeding pets outside and then leaving bowls unattended.
Wenham says it seems the mother bear was scared away by people likely firing gunshots and the cubs were left alone. Visit our website at kvnf.org for a link to bear-related safety tips. You've been listening to the regional newscast from KVNF. I'm Patricia Naft. KVNF is a community radio station, so our news team wants to hear from you. Email news tips or story ideas to news@kvnf.org. Stay tuned for Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix.